Harper Audio presents Making Sense of the Bible, Rediscovering the Power of Scripture Today, by Adam Hamilton, read by Sean Renette. To my first grandchild, whose birth will occur about the day this book is published, in the hope that she will come to love the Bible, and that in it she will find her defining story. Section 1. The Nature of Scripture. Introduction. A disturbing, wonderful, perplexing, and inspiring book. I love the Bible. I've read it many times through over the last 35 years. Each morning, I begin by reading one of its passages and reflecting on it. I study it in depth each week as I prepare my sermon, expounding a passage or theme from it. I have committed to memory many of its verses. When I open its pages, I hear God speaking to me. Its story, particularly the story of Jesus, is the one story I hope will define my life. The Bible captures my deepest hopes and highest aspirations. I love this book, and I wrestle with it. There are parts, if I'm honest, that I have questions about. There are statements on its pages that I don't believe capture the character and will of God. I'm guessing that if you're honest, you have questions too. We're not alone. As a pastor, I regularly hear from people who are perplexed, confused, or disturbed by something they've read in the Bible. A couple of years ago, I received a call from a man I love dearly, whose pastor I've been for more than 20 years. He said he'd accepted my challenge to read the Bible cover to cover. But now he had questions. There were passages that he found...